I'll tell you what, it was going the other way. I had to come back a little bit. I say praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Tonight was in the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 11. Paul had wrote some things here and he wrote a little bit about false teachers, but he also wrote about himself, about how he didn't take from the ones that he worked, and he did things with his hands, and he said he did it that he wouldn't be a burden to the church.
Yeah.
And boy, I want to tell you what, that you talk about the love of God.
Yeah.
A word says it's better to give than it is to take. He said, "Give to spend, expecting nothing in return."
Yeah.
I'd say, boy, what a God. You know, a God that is worthy of praise. I said all that, because before I start to read, we look at the day we're living in. Today, Paul is warning us of false teachers. And, when I begin to look at it, where God, and Jesus said he always was. He said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega." You know what he's saying? He said, "I'm the alphabet." He said, "You realize I'm always from A to Z.
Amen.
You know, there's nothing in between." He said, "I'm the beginning of it, and I'm the end of it."
Amen.
And that's what we need to look at today. And more than that, when we begin to look at the day we're living in today, and because of false teachers, there's something that's going around that I got to beg your pardon a little bit. Maybe we'll get to read it, and maybe we won't. I tell you what, I believe in mind in the Lord. But you know what? I have a problem today with the ones thinking that they're all right because that they would believe that they are a God. And you realize, I beg your pardon, you know, the Bible says that there are many gods, but there's only one true God. You realize they say that I believe that God was the one that created the heavens and the earth. You realize the Bible teaches us there a way that seemeth right that leads unto destruction. And you just may hang with me just a little bit. I'm getting to a very important part about the ones that says, "Well, I believe I'm a God," that they are a God. And the ones that says, "I can stay home on Sunday morning, that I don't need to honor the Sabbath or anything like that." But you realize the one that says that, I got to beg your pardon, because you know what the Bible says, that one cannot know God unless he knows Jesus.
Amen.
And one cannot know Jesus unless he knows God.
Right.
So I'm telling you today, if you leave Jesus Christ out of this, you don't know the Lord thy God. You might have heard a little bit of it, but I'll tell you what, God is not a God that you can only believe the parts that you want that'll fit your lifestyle. Our God is a God that instead of making him to fit your lifestyle, he'll mold you into what he would have you to be, and you'll fit in a volume of a book. And it's time to wake up when we begin to look in 2 Corinthians there in chapter 12. It says, but what I do that I will do that I may cut off the occasion from them, them which desires occasion wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. No marvel. For Satan himself is transferred into an angel of light. I believe I can stop there for just a little bit. You realize that Satan himself, I'm going to tell you what, do you realize I'm looking at a form of godliness, but you realize but deny the power of, and boy, when I say that, I better just pray just a little bit. God help me today that your kingdom be lifted up, your son be glorified, glorified. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. We ask you, that, Lord, that these words be more than just words tonight, but it be the power of God unto salvation, that we could look and realize what a real God that thou art. And boy, I believe, and we want to say it in Jesus' name. You realize I'm excited tonight. I really am. I'm really excited. That, boy, because I'm even excited. I got a message for Sunday morning due. And you realize there's going to be a new preacher in here. There's going to be one you haven't heard for a while. I'll tell you what a God. And boy, I want to tell you what, you just wait this morning. I got a one. I like these old time messages. You're more than garbage. Boy, you don't get any better than that.
Amen.
Boy, what a God. You know, when I begin to look at Revelations, in Revelations chapter 12 and 9, it says, and you realize, it says Satan will turn himself into an angel of light. And the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world, cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I want to tell you what, you know, the Bible says that one that blasphemed the Holy Ghost, and you realize it says that there's no hope for him in the world, in the world to come. And boy, I want to tell you what, today I'm looking at one, you realize the Holy Ghost, and that's what it said, and you realize it says that God is a spirit, and you don't realize that all one, and when I begin to look at blaspheming the Holy Spirit, I begin to look at Satan, and I just thought, I just see the master of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, the one that deceived the whole earth, and you realize the one that went against the God himself, and you realize as a oppressor, you realize Satan is the adversary of God, he's the enemy of God. He's the enemy of mankind. You realize he went up against God and the Holy Spirit Ghost, and he began to say that there was one that was greater. He began to think that he could go and conquer the Lord thy God. But God had made an angel called Michael was going to drive him out. And I'm telling you today, you're the one that you got to have the Holy Spirit of God. And when I begin to look at the holiest of God, and I begin to look at the enemy of God, and I thought about how Satan is a liar and the father of it, I begin to think how he thought that he could go, and though he had been cast, and realize he couldn't conquer heaven, and he couldn't conquer God, the holy holiness of God, the holiness of holiness, and he began and was cast out. You realize he knew that God was a God of life. You realize not just any life, he was a God of eternal life. And when you begin to look at that, he thought, well, I'll just go down. And you realize what is happening today. Satan is still a liar. You realize, and in him is death. There's no life in him. There's nothing. They realize God, when he sent him down to the earth there, when he began to think, well, I know what I'll do. He knew the word of God. He knew that he had said to Eve and Adam, that in them, and said, if you would eat the forbidden fruit, that you would surely die. He began to think, I might not be able to conquer God, but I will go out and I'll kill and conquer the very creation of God that he was well pleased, that he made in his own image. I'll go out and I'll do, but I want to tell you, always remember God's way. way is above our ways, and his thoughts are above our thoughts. Yeah, he thought he had done something good. But I want to tell you what, you ought to realize our God is still the God of life.
Amen.
You realize, I want to tell you what,
that's right.
In life, in the God of life, you realize you'll find love. And I want to tell you, in eternal life, it's always love. You realize another thing, you'll find in eternal life, you'll find very much compassion. You realize in eternal life, you'll find mercy. You realize that old Satan has always thought that he could do and deceive God and dance around this. But you realize even Adam and Eve, God had already had a plan.
Right, that's right.
You realize God had already knew before he ever made man. You realize he already knew what Satan was going to do.
Yeah.
Because he knows all things.
Right.
You realize Satan didn't know all things, but God knew all things.
Right.
You know, God already knew that he was going to send Jesus down in the heart of the earth to preach to them one day.
Yeah.
That's our God. I'm telling you today, we got to wake people up and realize there's something about this. And you realize it's time that you're God and no Satan is against mankind. You realize that when we begin to look at that, we got to look at the thought. You realize Satan is a liar. And you realize he's against life. And I want to tell you what, anything when you begin, it's nothing new. God has always let us know. You realize when Adam and Eve was cast out. You know, he thought, well, I know what I'll do. I'll just take their children. We'll just stop it there. You know, he got into Cain. You realize, I want to tell you what, remember, old Satan can turn himself into anything that he wants. You remember, Satan is a liar and the father of it. And you don't remember when these things that goes against life, I want to tell you what, God is not in it, and I don't care what it is. God is not in it if it don't have life in it. You realize, well, they were living in it. You realize they got into Cain and got him and put a jealous spirit in it. You realize, no doubt, he began to go and whisper around in him and whisper little lies and begin to put it in his head. And you realize that then he began to start to listen to them lies. And you know that what that lie did? That lie, it took him somewhere he didn't want to go. You realize, and also, that little lie that he put in his head, it also kept him Cain longer than he wanted to stay. You say, well, what do you mean by that? I want to tell you what, because God put a curse on him. He put him in a spirit of a vagabond. You realize when he went out everywhere he'd go, he said, you would be a curse. And I want to tell you what, it's still true today. That curse that was put on Cain is still alive and well today.
Amen.
Why do you think we're seeing what we are? Well, it's time that we begin to realize what God is. And God is life. And when we begin to look at all the things, you know, we can look at what the false prophets today. You know, that's not anything new. You realize the old devil, he went in into a man and made him a false prophet. You know, he was a prophet of Satan. And look, he went and deceived the man of God. And you realize, and the word of God was always true. You know, God said not to go back into that city, or you'll surely die. False prophet said, no, you won't die. Said you'll be all right, because I'm a prophet like you, and God told me you'd be all right. Yeah. I want to tell you what, that's what we got in churches today.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, it's time we begin to realize that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. You realize lives. And the Bible says that they'll say, haven't we done many works in your name? You don't realize that word works, it was is a real important in that right there. And I want to tell you what, you're not going to get in heaven by being a good person. You're not going to be able to work your way in. I'm telling you, it's going to be more than filling a pew on Sunday. And you realize, and if that's worked for you, I want to say, why don't you come and pray? Because I want to tell you what, it shouldn't be work for you. But I want to tell you what, you could do many things in Jesus' name. You could go out in the highways and the byways and all that. It still won't get you to heaven. I want to tell you what you got to do. You still got to be born again. You realize when we begin to look at what it means and why, what kind of things is Satan the work of? You realize the Bible says that that old Satan, that he'll get out there and he'll make wicked devices out there and one go. And you realize that the Bible says there'll be a day when they'll say good is evil and evil is good. When we begin to start to look at that thing and born again, you realize when we begin to look at the Holy Ghost, you realize the Bible says that none will see the face of God without the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And you, I want to tell you what they're telling, going in today, you realize they're not speaking and they're not preaching the holiness of God. They're not preaching Jesus Christ as the mediator from earth into heaven. Amen. They're not doing any of that. These things, they're putting on a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You realize they can go in and sing songs about Jesus, but you realize if it's not filled through the Spirit and come from the heart, I'm going to tell you, it's nothing but words. You realize you can go into a rock and roll concert that's full of filth, brother, and you leave the Spirit and the holiness of God out of it. And I want to tell you, he'll still look and say, vanity, vanity, all this vanity in the sight of God. Wake up, it's time. Realize, and what is it that they're doing today? You realize that old Satan is red like a raging lion. You realize he knows his time is running out. But you realize God is also pouring his Spirit among all flesh. You realize what he's saying. You that's born again and got your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, he's given you a double portion, of the Spirit of God. He's given you more than they had back in. And you, I'll tell you, just look at something for a minute. I'll tell you what, how many of them know their grannies and grandpas, and I remember the things that they preached, and I want to tell you what, and I look for them to see them over on heaven and over on the heavenly side. But you know, I look at it and I listen to my grandpa on a cassette, and you realize this was somewhere in the 60s. I don't know exactly when, but somewhere in the 60s, and I realized that there was something that didn't change, though there was other things that God had opened up since that back in the days. He died, I believe, somewhere around 77. But you realize salvation hadn't changed.
Amen.
You know, but since then, some things that they had preached, since then, God had opened up scriptures.
Yeah.
Since then. Things like clothes, men dressing like women, you know, they would roll over in their grave if they'd see some of the cross dressing like that. You know, God is about life.
Amen.
And I want to tell you what, you realize things that the devil, I want to tell you what, when you look at drugs, I want to tell you what, that's not God. I want to tell you what, if you look at what alcohol does and tears a family, I want to tell you what, that's not God.
Amen.
You look at same-sex marriage, I want to tell you what, God tells us to be multiple. And there's nothing multiple. God's not in that.
Yeah.
When we look at abortion, I want to tell you what. Such is the kingdom of heaven as a little child. God is not in that.
Right.
Right.
When we start to look at all the different things, you know, then I got to look. You know, we look at that and we say, amen. You know, it don't take a rocket science to figure that out. But you realize that the problem we have today, that the world cannot tell the difference from a real Christian and a generic Christian.
Right.
One, you realize the thing is, we are more powerful than the world. You realize today the importance of getting the word out is more important. You realize they don't know the difference. When they see a sign out in front of the church or any that says the house of God, they take it, that must be it. But you realize the day we're living in today, they're not preaching the born again salvation. When you've got to be born again and be made into a new creature.
Yeah.
You realize they don't want to hear that. You know, as long as they have something that's called a Bible. And nowadays, there's so many Bibles out there, they don't even know which one to read. You realize that Satan is the author of confusion. You realize every time that there's another Bible written out there, you realize that's confusion. I'm not talking about those that are born again and got their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm talking about the true and living God.
Amen.
You realize what we need today, when we're living in, we just said that they say that they are a God. You know, people are satisfied with believing. And I don't want to take anything from God, but I'll tell you what, I don't want to take anything from Him either.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me. He has no manners. He don't know when to act up and when not to. But they don't know the difference in what that true God is. You realize when we begin to look at what God is, you realize when Jesus said that I am the door and no man comes by me, except by me.
Yeah.
You realize what we got to do, we got to get Jesus back in the church.
Amen.
And without Jesus Christ in the church, and you realize, you say, well, I hear Jesus all, I want to tell you what. Jesus is more than just a name. He's also the Word of God.
Yeah.
Realize some of these songs that they sing and they call gospel music. Where do they get that? I'm not talking about the ones that lift up the kingdom of God. I'm not talking about, and I'm not talking about, country gospel or bluegrass gospel or contemporary or whatever. I'm talking about the ones that lifts up the kingdom of God. You don't just let anything in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I believe that they're going to be bluegrass over there. I didn't read that. I didn't say the Bible said. I said I did. But you know, we got a problem in our churches today. You realize, and our problem is there are no godly conviction. I said godly conviction.
Amen.
The biggest problem we got in our churches and our Christian life today, people think that they're all right as long as they're a good person.
Yeah.
You realize, though, you go in and our people, and we come in and it's just kind of human nature. We all do it. You know, we go out and we pray for the one that's given us the most problems. We say they're lost, especially if they got drug problem, drinking problem, or marriage problem, whatever it may be. We pray for them. But we got a little Johnny out there that's going to work every day, living in a nice home, driving a nice car, got a real nice family. We forget all about it, but he still is hell-bound as that one that's out there drinking.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
You wonder why the world gets caught up on all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they still need Jesus Christ. They still need to be saved. They still need to be born again. They still need to be new creatures. You realize the Bible teaches us that one cannot serve two masters. You know what will happen when people really get where they begin to get where God, I'm talking about, really born again? You cannot keep them out of church on Sunday morning. And I'll say this, and I'll get ready to come to a close. When you are out and you where God wants you to be, think about when you get up on Sunday morning. I got to go pray.
Yeah.
You know, I don't walk in them doors when I'm where I ought to be, saying, "Wonder if he'll praise me or bless me today." I say, "Boy, it's coming."
Amen. That's right.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Because I know that it pleases God, what the life that I've been living. You know, the thing is, though, when you're lukewarm, you know, you're really not hot or cold. You're just about in the middle. You realize that, you ever notice that someone that's lukewarm, they act in church a lot like a sinner person. I didn't say hot. I said lukewarm. You realize when one is lukewarm, God said he would rather you be hot or cold as be lukewarm. He said, "Or I'll spew you out of my mouth. Or I'll vomit you out."
Yeah.
You know how you can look what lukewarm looks like in a Christian? You act just like a lost person. You look like God's frozen chosen. You've lost your shout. I say it's time that we go back to preaching that there are a straight and narrow way that leads into heaven.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ. And you can't alter it. You can't add to it. You can't take away. He's the mediator from earth into heaven. We got to go back to letting everyone know. The ones that think that they know God, they say, "Are you a Christian?" "Yeah, I believe there are God." Do you know Jesus? Because if they don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, neither do they know the God we know.
Amen.
Today is the day of salvation. Choose this day who thou serve. You realize God is so worthy of praise.
Amen.
You know, we need to pray for boldness. I want to tell you what. They persecuted Jesus. He said that they'd persecute us. How long has it been since you've been persecuted for the sake of God? How long has it been since someone said, and you call yourself a Christian, how do you know you're a Christian? How do I know that that God that you serve, have you ever seen that God?
Yeah.
What happens if you get those questions? I'm telling you what. I've never seen him, but I've felt his effects and seen him.
Amen.
You know, we're going to ask all that will stand.